Might help if I didn't sing so loud. Well, now, before we go any further, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to meet a very, very brilliant young man, a wonderful composer, fine musician, and a wonderful guy. I was just lucky that he consented to come here to the palace and play for me. You know him. He wrote the trolley song and the boy next door and have it. Mr. Hugh Martin. He kept getting younger looking all the way through the whole engagement. He looks about 9 tonight, doesn't he? Huh? With the bow. It's my love. Well, now, what are we going to do? Huh? Nothing. It's just miserable. It looks terrible. I got myself a new dress, and it took me 4 hours to get dressed off there, you know, with the skirts and the everything. And it never makes any difference. I'm always on about 15 minutes, and it's just what you see here. Well, what are you going to do? I'm just going to keep singing. I think that would be the best thing right now. What? What are we going? What? Huh? I'm going to. I was just going to ask you. No kidding. This is true. They are new and they hurt. And if it's all right with you, I'm going to take them off. I can work better that way. All right. The picture's complete, we'll go to work. Come on, here we go. For almost 20 years I've been a minstrel girl, singing for my supper in the throngs. And in that time my world has been a minstrel world, and the history of my life is in my songs. Gay songs, sad songs, good songs and bad songs, new songs, old songs, shy songs and bold songs, dusk songs, dawn songs, show must go on songs. Ever so smart songs, and oh, my broken heart songs. I've got so many songs, I don't know what to do, except to sing a few of them for you. Would you like to hear? You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me love you. And all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me glad. But there were times, dear, you made me feel so bad. You made me sigh, 'cause I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. I think you're grand. That's true. Yes, I do. Deed, I do. You know I do. I can't tell you what I'm feeling. The very mention of your name sends my heart reeling. You know you made me love you. The bells are ringing for me and my gal. Are singing for for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing. Every Susie and Sal, they're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal. And sometime we're gonna build a little home for two or three or four or more in Loveland for me and my gal. How can I ignore the boy next door? I love him more than I can say. Doesn't try to please me, doesn't even tease me, and he never sees me glance his way. And though I'm heart sore, the boy next door affection for me won't display. I've just adore him. So I can't ignore him, the boy next door. Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. From the moment I saw him, I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake. Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. When he smiled, I could feel the car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheels. Stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand. And as if it were planned, he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine.